1. General Introduction. A psychedelic experience is a journey to new realms of consciousness. The scope and content of the experience is limitless, but its characteristic features are the transcendence of verbal concepts, of space-time dimensions, and of the ego or identity. Such experiences of enlarged consciousness can occur in a variety of ways: sensory deprivation, yoga exercises, disciplined meditation, religious or aesthetic ecstasies, or spontaneously. Most recently, they have become available to anyone through the ingestion of psychedelic drugs such as LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, DMT, etc. This is a statement of an ideal, not an actual situation, in 1964. The psychedelic drugs are, in the United States, classified as experimental drugs. That is, they are not available on a prescription basis, but only to qualified investigators. The Federal Food and Drug Administration has defined qualified investigators to mean psychiatrists working in a mental hospital setting, whose research is sponsored by either state or federal agencies. Of course, the drug does not produce the transcendent experience. It merely acts as a chemical key. It opens the mind, frees the nervous system of its ordinary patterns and structures. The nature of the experience depends almost entirely on set and setting. Set denotes the preparation of the individual, including his personality structure and his mood at the time. Setting is physical: the weather, the room's atmosphere; social, feelings of persons present towards one another; and cultural, prevailing views as to what is real. It is for this reason that manuals or guidebooks are necessary. Their purpose is to enable a person to understand the new realities of the expanded consciousness, to serve as roadmaps for new interior territories, which modern science has made accessible. Different explorers draw different maps. Other manuals are to be written based on different models: scientific, aesthetic, therapeutic. The Tibetan model, on which this manual is based, is designed to teach the person to direct and control awareness in such a way as to reach that level of understanding variously called liberation, illumination, or enlightenment. If the manual is read several times before a session is attempted, and if a trusted person is there to remind and refresh the memory of the voyager during the experience, the consciousness will be freed from the games which comprise personality and form positive-negative hallucinations, which often accompany states of expanded awareness. The Tibetan Book of the Dead was called in its own language the Bardo Todol, which means liberation by hearing on the after-death plane. The book stresses over and over that the free consciousness has only to hear and remember the teachings in order to be liberated. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is, ostensibly, a book describing the experiences to be expected at the moment of death, during an intermediate phase lasting 49, 7 times 7, days, and during rebirth into another bodily frame. This, however, is merely the exoteric framework from which the Tibetan Buddhists used to cloak their mystical teachings. The language and symbolism of death rituals of Bonism, the traditional pre-Buddhist Tibetan religion, were skillfully blended with Buddhist conceptions. The esoteric meaning, as it has been interpreted in this manual, is that it is death and rebirth of the ego that is described, not of the body. Lama Govinda indicates this clearly in his introduction when he writes, "It is a book for the living as well as for the dying." The book's esoteric meaning is often concealed beneath many layers of symbolism. It is not intended for general reading. It was designed to be understood only by one who was to be initiated personally by a guru into the Buddhist mystical doctrines